28th, and Ross was going poo in the toilet. And I told him he didn't have to take his shirt off, and he said, "I just don't want my shirt to get in the poo's way." Or in the poo's way. I just don't want my shirt to get in the poo's way. In other words, I didn't want to get his shirt dirty. What was interesting about that was the use of just. In other words, I'm doing this because, even though you've told me it's not necessary. I told Ross not to put any paper in the toilet. And he said, "Why no paper?" "But Mommy uses paper when she goes poo-poo in the toilet, my daddy." Earlier we were talking about how Marky was very little when he was born. And Ross said, "Yeah, and I was very born and I was very little. And you were very born and you were very little. And Mommy was very born and she was very little. But Marky wasn't born and he was very little." So Ross, you fell on your hands, huh? Do they hurt?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to wash them? What do you want to do?
I want to
wash them. Okay. How did you hurt them? You fell on them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Ross, I want to know why you want a tape recorder. Why do I want a tape recorder?
Because you like it.
Because I'm going to listen to your talk.
Mark got home, came to the door and said, "We'll go home."
Mark also showed hands. We were talking about Ross and Turner's hands, and Mark showed his hands and said, "Hands. Mark, let me see your hands."
"Hands."
"Good. Good, Mark."
And Marky said, "Mommy sneezed," and Marky jumped. And he almost fell off his chair. And he pointed. He pointed to the ground and he said, "Fall it all, it all, it all."
"Fall it all."
And I said, "What?" Or I just looked at him quizzically, and he pointed to get, and he said to me, "Fall." Why don't you just give me the tape recorder so I can say it into the tape recorder?
Take your socks off.
Well, Russ said, "You're a Hulk and you don't have any socks." And then he saw I had socks on. He said, "Take your socks off." Asked him, "Why you wear those silly little pants that belong to your baby brother?" He said, "Because I love them."
"I like them."
"What?"
"I like them."
"What'd you say?"
"I like to wear them."
"Because I love to wear them." "That's right, because I love to wear them."
"I like them."
"You like them?"
"I like them. I like to wear them."
"Well, that's good." Ross is giving stuff to Mark, and he says, "This one can be yours, right? And this will be your blanket so you can get warm, right?" This is something from Ross from a few days ago, about a week ago, told me about the 21st of June. He said, "I didn't know so many dump trucks." And what he meant to say is, "I didn't know there were so many dump trucks running around here." And then he said, "There's a dump truck coming behind us." After that, he said, "Why are those dump trucks messing up the street?" This was all over on near Arpad Híd in Budapest. Ross said not to take something away from him because he needed it for his separation. We have no idea what it meant. He was working with a couple of toys. One of them was his Blue Monster and Luke Skywalker. Somehow he was making some kind of thing out of them. He had put Luke Skywalker in the Blue Monster's mouth and on the Blue Monster's back and a Stormtrooper in the mouth. Anyway, this idea of I need it for my separation, it looks like he just totally didn't understand what the word meant. Ross said, "You come back after you fix my Star Wars book. Because my Star Wars book is... You gotta fix my Star Wars book because my Banthas are braked." I told Ross that Mr. Hennessy wouldn't let them have uniforms because they had a dog on their team. And Ross said, "But the dog came out of their tummy." Now how do you know that, Ross?
I don't know.
Who told you the dog came out of the tummy? Mr. Hennessy said that? When did you talk with Mr. Henderson?
You good? What did he say?
That dog came out of their tummy?
Which dog?
Snoopy.
Whose tummy? Which kid's tummy? Came out of Charlie Brown's tummy?
Yeah.
Really? How come?
Because that's the way it does.
That's the way it does when you have a little friend? It always comes out of your tummy?
Yeah.
Did Martin come out of your tummy?
No.
Whose tummy did Martin come out of?
Mommy's
tummy. Huh? And then I got mommy's tummy. You came out of mommy's tummy too?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I said the wrong thing.
Why did I say the wrong thing?
Mommy, you said, mommy's
peepee. Oh, you really came out of the tummy though, huh?
Yeah.
Asked Ross where teachers came from, and he said, from the cat's door. I wasn't sure for why he had to answer that. From the cat's door.
No, from the disco.
From the disco?
Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, I'm going to make...
He had given Janos some beers tonight, and Ross said, why did you give Janos some of those beers, right? And I said, because his refrigerator broke, right? And Ross wanted to know why his refrigerator broke. Why did his refrigerator break, honey?
Because
Darth Vader
broke it.
Darth Vader broke it? Uh-huh. Pretty mean, huh? I asked Ross what he wanted for breakfast. He said, what do I want for breakfast? I want bread and butter and jelly on my bread, right? And also, wait. I was just recording some stuff about Mark, and Ross said, and I said I didn't want breakfast when I was in my bed. I was commenting on what he himself had said. That was part from what Mark had said. There's also a paintbrush, and he said, no, I didn't want it. And he said, I'm going to tell Mommy about this paintbrush. It's too little for me, Daddy. And he's going to complain to Mommy that I gave him the wrong brush, right? You want to just put it back?
Yeah.
Okay, well then just go back and tell Mommy that you got the wrong thing.
And that was the green one.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, you tell Mommy. I was giving Ross some bread and butter. He said, I want a lot of that. He pointed to the butter and a lot of that. He pointed to the plums he wanted. And then I was spreading the butter. He said, but you're tipping it over. So be careful, Daddy, you might be tipping it over, right? What did Daddy do? He pushed on the bread and almost knocked it over?
Yeah.
Okay, now how about this butter? Let's get this all straight. This is wait, let's get this all done. The boys are hungry, huh?
Yeah.
You're so hungry, little boys. Wait, you gotta get the butter all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Ross came in and said, chuckling to himself, really laughing to himself, Daddy, look at my tauntaun standing on one hand. And what he had done is he had put his erstwhile blue monster, hooked his tail around the side of the box, and put his, and so he actually was standing on one hand, except he also was having a little help from his tail. The funny part is that he thought it was funny. Or that the interesting part is that he thought it was funny. Ross and Mark have been training around pants and jackets so they could get matching sets. Of course, they don't actually have one, so it was kind of hard. And Ross said, I have the pants of that I have the pants of that shirt. And then he corrected himself, I have the pants of that jacket that Marky has on. In other words, I have the pants of that jacket that Marky has on. Mm-hmm. Ross said, see how dark Daddy's purple shirt gets? He saw my shirt drying out on the line and got somewhat darker from the water that was put on. What? What's wrong, honey? Where's Snoopy going in his trip? Where's Snoopy going to go on this trip? That I'm stronger than Mark, and Mark is stronger than I am.
And Mark is saying, give me him.
Mark is saying, give me hands, give me hands.
They're putting hands against one another.
Oh, yeah. They're pushing hands against each other. Yeah. Mary, I was giving some... I was in Ross's room, and he said, Daddy, I got something to tell you. And he invited me over, and he whispered in my ear, Daddy, I love you. And then I whispered back in his ear, yes, I love you, little boy. I said, I just got something to tell you, and I whispered back in his ear, I love you, little boy. And I went out and got him a piece of chocolate. And then I told Mary to go in and do the same thing. And she went in, and before she got a chance, he said, I love you, Mommy.
And I love Daddy, too.
And I love Daddy, too. And then...
I proceeded with the plan.
Right, giving him the chocolate and everything.
I went ahead and whispered in his ear, and then I get...
Yeah.
And I have a piece of chocolate for you.
Right.
He said, I have a piece of chocolate.
He said, but I already...
And then later he said, but I already got the chocolate, I was...
Yeah. And then what else did he say? But thank you. And he said,
"Can I get another one?"
Oh, you mean I get another one? That was it. Yeah. Ross said, saw some of the little slices of bear cheese and said, "These are bear cheeses." Yeah, those are little packets of bear cheese, right? In other words, he uses cheese as a countdown. Also, this morning he said he was looking at the alarm clock, and he saw that it has four hands on it. Hour, minute, second, and alarm. And he said, these are the same littles, and these are the same bigs. These two are the same littles, and these two are the same bigs. Ross said that Han came and took him away. And then he gave him back to...
Chewbacca!
Oh, Chewbacca came and took him away, and then he gave him back to you guys. He gave me back to you guys. And then they lived happily ever after.
To Mommy! To you guys!
You do?
You.
Uh-huh.
To you, and Mommy, and you.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! Bam!
Why did he take you away?
Because he
just to put you in the Falcon?
Yeah.
So you could see what it was like?
Well,
that's not bad. Ross said, why did you get chocolate milk? Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate milk. And you started singing. And he said, hey, I want a straw. And I said, nope, don't have any. He said, why not? Because you used them all up? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did you?
Well, Ross said, I'm not crying. Mark had fallen and hurt himself. And Ross said, I'm not crying. You know why I'm not crying? Because I didn't fall. By the way, today is 2nd of July. I asked Ross when he was going to go back to his bed. He said, well, it's early in the morning. He doesn't want to go back to his bed. By the way, it's late at night now. And then I said, are you going to go back to your bed soon? He said, soon is a long time, Daddy. Is really soon a long time? No, it isn't. Soon is soon. It's not a long time. No, soon means right away. What does soon mean?
Not right away.
What does it mean?
It means a long time.
A long time?
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody's coming soon? What does it mean? What does it mean then? It doesn't mean a long time, does it? It means they're coming real soon.
They're coming real soon.
That means they'll be here right away. Not a long time.
No. Yeah.
Right now. I know. So soon means right now. It doesn't mean a long time. No. Sorry, honey.
What?
I'm sorry you were wrong.
What?
Were you wrong? Who was wrong?
You.
No, you twerp. You twerp, Bubba.
You twerp, Bubba.
Who's the big twerp, Bubba, in this family?
You.
No, you're the big twerp, Bubba.
You're the big twerp, Bubba.
Who's the biggest twerp, Bubba, in this family?
Dad.
No. A little boy.
No, you're the biggest.
I'm the biggest twerp, Bubba. How about Mommy? Is she a twerp, Bubba?
No, she's a silly.
She's a silly Mommy?
Yeah.
And what are you, little twerp, Bubba?
But what are you? What are you? What are you? Okay, I'm Turbo. What are you?
A silly duck.
A silly duck. You quack?
Yeah.
How do you go?
Quack, quack.
You are a silly duck. You are a silly little duck, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, silly duck. We'll turn off the tape recording, okay?
Quack, quack.
What does that mean?
Quack, quack.
Why are you doing it?
Quack, quack.
Why are you doing that noise?
Because I want food. Quack, quack.
What would you like to eat?
That's food. Quack, quack.
I don't have any duck.
Okay, Mary was talking about Darth Vader and Don Giovanni and the devil, and evidently Ross realizes that both Darth Vader and the devil are the same type of people. They're a dark lord. Thank you, Mary.
Ross saw a picture of Modaj Imre of Ember Tragediayo. And he said, this is the first devil in the world. Well, I asked, why is he the first devil in the world? He said, because he's so mean. He had a long mustache coming way down. Pretty mean guy, huh? Is there another devil? Who's the other devil?
Just one devil.
Okay, just one devil. But what about Darth Vader?
He's a dark lord and the devil's a dark lord.
He's a dark lord. There's a lot of dark lords. Devil's one dark lord, and Darth Vader's another dark lord. Hey, you're dropping your bed on the floor. You mouth it.
Oh, Ross, the pee-pee man urine, he asked me, do other people, big people, talk urine? In other words, do other people call it urine just like you do? Ross said, hi, Sia means hi and bye, which of course is what it does mean.
Mommy.
Okay, go get Mom. We'll all play together. Ross said, you know what am I? I'm Han Solo, and I got a blaster, and that... A present for me?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it, honey?
It's toys.
Comments. For your daddy?
Yeah.
Can I keep them? What do I do with them?
You waste them.
Oh.
You waste them?
That sounds awfully fun. I could play with them all day.
Yeah.
That's a nice present. How did you think of that present?
Of my heart.
Of your heart, Mommy. He's a gooey little sweetie. Did you think of it of your tummy too? Just from your heart?
Can I kiss your heart? Your heart's like that.
Good.
Heart is good.
Heart is good. You've got a good little heart. You know that?
Where do you have your heart?
Same place, right there.
There?
You want to kiss my heart? I've got a good heart too. Oh, isn't that nice?
Let's play the cartoon, please.
Okay, well, we're telling a story about this first. Okay, what does Martha say? What is the thing Martha's going around saying?
Look at C.
Look at C, Martha.
And then he said, look at C.
Look at C. And what else? Okay. And what did Ross? Ross, we forgot what Ross said.
No, I said, Ross was... You said, how are you today, Ross? And I very quickly said, Ross is a darling.
Mm-hmm.
Ross was just a darling.
And I said I was a darling.
Uh-huh. And Ross very quickly, just right on the heel of my having said it, turned to you and said, I was just a darling.
Yeah. I said, Ross was just a darling. And you know, I said, yeah, I was just
may
a darling.
May I take this off?
Yeah. Ross said, may I take this off? It was his band-aid. He said, but this is braked. He means this is broken, right, Ross?
Yes, broken.
Can we see your black little toe? How's it coming? Is it looking better? See, there's all new part. See the new part here? This is all new right down here. You see the new part? You see the nice new part right down here? It's all clean. And the other part is coming off. Do you want me to cut a little piece?
No.
You'll have less black if I cut it. If I cut it, the black will go away.
Take off.
Would you like me to just cut the black part off?
Yeah.
Okay, can you wait and I'll get a scissor?
No, cut that one.
Just that part, right? Okay, would you wait?
No, yeah. Daddy!
Yeah?
Cut
this. Okay, yeah,
nail. Cut the nail.
Yeah, it's a little nail. The nail's a little.
Sharp.
Yeah, they're really sharp.
Why do you use the sharp
scissors? Sure, I will. Just hold on
don't
a second.
Use the
no,
Daddy! Ross said, you wanted to go poo-poo. He said, we turn on the light. If you don't turn on the light, I won't be able to see. And then he said, I did big poo, Daddy. You want to come and see it? Come on, see it.
Yeah.
Good, you're doing a big one.
Then a big one.
I know. Excellent. We have the door open here. You want the light on?
Yeah.
Also, he said, I said, you want to go poo on Marty's little building? He said, no, I want to go on the big toilet where Big Brothers go. Hey, Daddy, I'm not going to put too much paper in the toilet because I got little paper. Come on and see my little paper. Oh, do you see my little paper, Daddy? You don't see it. Come on and see it. Right. Ross was listening to me make my recording about how Marky said Popeye the Sailor Man, and Ross corrected me and said Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Piper! Piper. Yeah, okay, fine. Right. Ross said when I was a little boy I wear diapers, and then when I grew up I was a big boy at Denver, because I wore coats and I went to folk dancing.
What did you say? I wore coats? What'd you do?
I'm wearing my blue coat.
Are you?
In my blue coat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In my blue coat.
Not in the other room.
Huh? No. My blue coat
in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. My blue coat is in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
In
Pittsburgh. Oh, it's big blue coat, yeah.
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the garage.
Mm-hmm.
The garage in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. The library
in here. Yeah, because
we're dead eyes. Ross said, no, no, the mark. And I said, well, did you do something bad? He said, yeah, I took my tape recorder out and was trying to break it. Right?
What else happened last night?
Why so bad?
Because I love you.
You don't want to stay all by yourself. But why are you going without me here?
Because we went out real late at night.
Oh.
Next time we'll take some time.
Huh?
We should have taken you.
But six. Me when it's sunny.
When it's sunny?
Hey, I want to watch the Muppets.
You want to watch the Muppets, huh?
Yeah.
Early in the morning on Muppet TV?
Yeah.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No Muppets in Hungary, honey.
Huh?
There are no Muppets in Hungary.
Why?
All they have is Majula.
Oh.
Little Muzzle.
Remember on the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that little stray?
Little pig.
Huh?
A little pig.
Oh.
A bestie messer. About on a Muzzle, you know?
Yeah.
It's a reaching out of Muzzle.
What does that mean?
Reaching out of Mazola.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's secret.
Shoot
dark. Lelőtt dajt vele. Igen.
Kill pigs or get pigs. And I don't know what it was about. What happened last night with the pigs, Ross? Huh? What happened last night with the pigs? I told Ross, and now sleep. And he said, who said that? And I said, the Wizard of Oz. He said, no, you're supposed not to be the Wizard of Oz. And I said, who am I supposed to be? And he said, you're supposed to be Daddy. Huh? Daddy can't say that?
No.
Why not?
Because you're kidding.
I'm just kidding, and my name is Daddy Brian?
Yeah.
And what do I do?
I'm trying to do something good.
Try something good to you, Sonny?
Yeah.
I'll do something good to you, Sonny.
No, I'll go right here. You be Santa Claus.
Okay, I'll be big fat Santa Claus. Oh, Marky fell. Oh, my.
What?
Oh, Mark.
I'm falling this out.
You want to come back?
Huh?
You want to come up here?
Okay.
Marky wants to come back up.
Can you be Santa Claus on your
way,
okay?
Okay.
Snap
my whip at my reindeers. Get going, reindeers. I'm Dancer, I'm Prancer, I'm Comet on Vixen. I'm Comet on Cupid, I'm Prancer on Vixen.
Do that again.
Step sound. Mentally awful.
It was hey!
Mentally.
Star Trooper is going to.
Star Trooper is going to.
Santa Claus?
Listen.
What?
Hear me.
Hey, Miss Claus. I'm going to unwrap my.
Okay.